Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
Good morning, Friday, September 12th. Welcome to the weekend. We've got sunshine expected, a high feeling in the upper 20s. The dollar 72.26 cents U.S. I'm Stacy Englehart. Gray Bruce OPP say the roundabout at Highway 21 in Bruce County Road 10 was closed after a serious collision yesterday. More information is expected to be provided when available. The man accused in a crash that killed a toddler has been granted bail after his first appearance in a Newmarket courthouse. The 70-year-old is accused of driving through the daycare in Richmond Hill, killing a 1.5-year-old, injuring 9 others, including 1 child still in critical condition. Police don't believe the crash was intentional. Ontario's education minister, meanwhile, said the government is proposing safety changes, which includes preventing the use of parking spaces next to facilities and directing officials to find any vulnerabilities. Ontario College support staff hitting the pickets again today after failing to reach a new deal. The 10,000 full-time college support staff seeking better wages, benefits, and job security. The union representing Canada Post workers set to provide an update at 10 this morning on talks with the Crown Corporation. A few things of note. Starting today, the municipality of Meaford is moving its planning and building services to 21 Trowbridge West. The former office at 15 Trowbridge will no longer be open to the public. Tomorrow, the Meaford Museum will be closed for the day. Get the details, meaford.ca/facilities. And there are 10 fundraising Terry Fox runs taking place this Sunday in Grey Bruce, including the walk or run in Meaford at the Harbour Pavilion on Bridge Street. Registration starts at 9. The walk starts at 9:30. Light 99.3 Sports. Baseball yesterday, the Jays blanked Houston 6-0, winning 2 out of 3 in that series. They're back to work tonight, hosting Baltimore at 7. NFL last night, Green Bay beat Washington 27-18. The Bills play the Jets Sunday afternoon. CFL tonight, the Ticats host Winnipeg at 7, Ottawa's at BC at 10. And the NHL said 5 players acquitted of sex assault stemming from an incident in 2018. We'll all be eligible to play hockey again December 1st. JD will keep you posted on the forecast throughout the morning. From the Light 99.3 News Center, I'm Stacy Englehart.